We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Wolfpack Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Also brought to you by Bud Light and by Shields. Now, here is your host, John Ramey.
Welcome inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. They invite you to test drive a Lexus today. Yeah, give it up. Spencer Wilson is with us. The coach, Steve Alford, is with us. The Wolfpack currently 11-8, 4-3 in the conference, and they host the Rebels on Wednesday night, 8 o'clock the tip time from Lawler Event Center in a Silver State Series showdown. If you have questions for Coach Alford or the student-athletes tonight, Zane Meeks, KJ Himes, tweet at Nevada Hoops. Tweet at Nevada Hoops if you have questions. Also, for those of you here in the audience, Brian is going around with pen and paper, and you can write your question down analog style. Coach Alford, question number one, how good is San Diego State? Are they the best team you've seen?
They're the best team we've played, best team I've seen on tape that we've had to play, and seeing them in person, they're the real deal just because of, you know, they had three really good post-grad transfers that have been huge for them. They've got inside-out scoring punch. I thought we did a really good job on Flynn, and yet, you know, we really, the last 10 minutes of the game, we weren't in it. And that's doing a really good job on their leading scorer. And when you do things like that, that tells you how good your team is. And they really guard. They make it hard on you. We were, like, I think, 2 for our first 20 field goal attempts in the second half. And some of that was our inability to execute. But the defense has a lot to do with that. They've got a great home court, great culture. It's a really, really good basketball team. And they could get, they're already on a roll, but this could, you know, they could end up getting a very, very high seed in the tournament if they continue at this route. They're healthy. They stay healthy and continue to do what they're doing. I think this is a really good basketball team.
I know even after the win at home over Wyoming, you wanted to see some improvement with a little bit of focus or concentration from your guys. Despite the result at San Diego State, how was your competitiveness? How was your intensity, did you think, and now having reviewing the tape?
Yeah, we saw that for 20 minutes.
You had a lead at halftime.
We went into a really hostile environment, a great environment, and we got a two-point lead at halftime. And I think that's just what our guys are learning. You know, we got so many. I know we keep saying it, but it just guys that haven't been there, just haven't been in this situation, and figuring out. It's not that they don't understand you have to play 40 minutes. It's understanding how hard it is. It's not as easy as what I think so many players think it is. Not just our players. You see it across the country. It's hard. It's hard to put together 40 minutes of an effort that it takes to win. And for us to have won that game, it was going to take 40 minutes of our absolute best effort, best intensity, and be pretty efficient at both ends. And that really only took place for 20, maybe 25. And you just can't do that in a place like that. And, again, they had a lot to do with it. I give them a lot of credit because of how good they are. But our message still today to our team is you've got to figure that out. It's not about how many shots you make as a person. It's how efficient are you at both ends, how hard it is to be efficient at both ends, doing the little things that you have to do to be a really good basketball team, and doing it that way every game for 40 minutes. It's a hard trait to learn. And I think our guys are trying. We just got a ways to go in that.
And, Coach, going back to the Wyoming game for a second, you've talked about how you've wanted to see your team close out games and be able to close out a tight game late. How did you like the way they closed out that game against Wyoming?
Well, we did a nice job. I think that's where last week, when we heard this past week, we didn't do that at Utah State or San Jose State. And so for us to come back home, and I didn't think play very well. Our offense was sluggish. Then we got sloppy defensively. It wasn't a very pretty game. And yet I thought we found a way in the last 2 minutes to win the game. And so that's encouraging, to play in a tight game and find a way to win. We made some big plays both offensively and defensively in that game. And that was huge. So we saw some growth there, although for the 40 minutes, I didn't think we played particularly well. You know, it's really been since Boise. We've had a four-game stretch, a two-week stretch here. We just haven't played really good basketball, and we're just not good enough not to play really good basketball if we're going to win games, and that's why we've lost 3 out of 4, because we have not played very good basketball. So we're obviously going into this stretch, and this is we've tried to tell our guys, this is a huge stretch. You know, you got San Diego State, who's sitting there at 8-0, but then you got UNLV 6-1. We play them Wednesday. You got UNM, who's tied with us at 4-3. We get them Saturday. Colorado State's 4-3. We get them next week. And Boise's 4-4. We get them next week. This is a really big 2 week stretch, and it starts with our in-state rival on Wednesday. So we just got to get that momentum going back in the right direction of playing really good basketball. See the ball go in. You know, I think that. I don't ever like that, but I also am a former player first. And if shots will go in, I think our guys will feel a little bit better, and that'll help us at both ends. But we're going to have to play awfully well Wednesday. UNLV's much improved and as hard a working team as I've seen on tape. I've been very impressed with how hard this team works.
And you talked about kind of the tough atmosphere of San Diego State. Were you guys maybe a little surprised to have the lead at halftime, or were you expecting that you could be in that position?
No, I don't think any of us were surprised. We went there with one intent, and that was to win the game. So I think I was very pleased with that our guys weren't shocked by the crowd. They weren't shocked by the physicality and the depth and the talent of San Diego State. We did what we needed to do, and then there's a break, and we mentally get a rest for a minute, and then we don't crank it back up in the second half when all of a sudden we talked about it. They're going to come out and throw some punches, and we got to be ready. We got to be the team that punches first, and we didn't do that. And they got us on our heels pretty quickly. And then, like I just mentioned, shots didn't go.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the shots didn't go, and we just fell deeper into a hole instead of figuring out how to way of getting out of that hole when shots aren't going down.
Nevada basketball fans, remember that game days are best enjoyed with a crisp Bud Light. Bud Light Crisp. Please drink responsibly. I visited with Corey Alford on the postgame show after San Diego State, and we were just kind of immediately assessing the result against the Aztecs. And he said, just looking at the box score, and I don't know how much further you broke it down, but the defense was pretty good in both halves, actually. I think keeping them 68 points, I mean, that's a number that's manageable for you guys.
Yeah, you know, this was a team we were playing that nobody has scored 75 on them, and nobody's made 10 threes on them, and we made 10 threes. But we didn't get to 75. And so we knew those were two numbers that, you know, Iowa was the closest team really that fought them and had a chance other than San Jose State at home. that had a chance to beat San Diego State. So those were kind of the parameters. We made seven threes in the first half. We just couldn't buy a basket. You know, make five field goals on the road, you're not going to win very many games, period. So our two-point percentage was awful. I think that really affected us. But overall, defensively, you know, I thought we had some fight to us. I thought, you know, that was encouraging, that even though shots weren't going down, we continued to fight defensively and did some things that way. But we still have four defensive goals and four offensive goals, and we only got one of the defense, and we didn't get any of the offense. So it's not like the defense was, like, way out there, but it was better than what we were doing with our execution offensively.
I know when you break down film after a game, you like to look and see were these good shots and they just weren't falling, or were they contested shots that maybe were not what your offense is designed to yield. But I guess the bigger question is, are there good shots against the Aztecs?
Well, yeah, I think we got some in the first half, and I think that's why you make them. When you execute, you get good shots. And I think the second half, as we watched film, we didn't execute as well. We were sloppy getting to our spots where you have to get to start the execution. And when you talk about execution, John, it's about your pace to go set a screen, your pace in a pick and roll to roll, your pace as a guard to come off that and make reads, how your cutters cut. Mm-hmm. We talk about it all the time, being shot ready. Are you shot ready, or are you just watching the game? All these things fall into good offensive play, and I thought in the first half we got that. In the second half, we didn't get that. So then all of a sudden we started missing some shots. They got up 6-8 points. And then we got back into, hey, let's just get – it's too hard to work for a good shot. Let's just take a bad shot. And that's what we got to correct. That's where really our focus point in film was, that you can't do that. You have to go back to the basics. You have to be fun. And we talk about it all the time. If this team will grow in toughness and they'll grow in discipline, then we got a chance to grow as a basketball team. If we don't get tougher and we don't get better with our discipline, then this team is not going to get better. It's really that simple.
Nevada's next chance to get tougher and better. Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, the tip-off at Lawler Event Center against UNLV, a Silver State Series showdown. We will talk more with Coach Alford about that coming up. Also, if you have questions, tweet at Nevada Hoops. Questions for Coach Alford or for the student-athletes, KJ Heim, Zane Meeks. That's coming up. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Come on back to Bully Sports Bar and Grill.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
There are those who say,
leave well enough alone.
If it isn't broken, don't fix it.
You don't mess with success.
While others have something quite different to say. The new Lexus RX. Now with enhanced dynamic handling and available 12.3-inch touchscreen. It's the best-selling luxury crossover of all time. Reinvented. See Dolan Lexus.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on and cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life.
Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P. always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus, John Ramey, Spencer Wilson, Steve Olford joining us right now. Zane Meeks, KJ Himes will join us shortly. Envision Glassbacks, the pack serving Northern Nevada for over 35 years with all your commercial and residential glass needs. Windows, doors, mirrors, showers, and more. That's Envision Glass. Nevada is 11-8, 4-3 in the conference, hosting UNLV Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, the tip time from Lawler Events Center. The Rebels, 11-9, 6-1 in the conference. And people are talking. People have questions. Questions on Twitter. Questions from the audience here inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill. If you have questions, tweet at Nevada Hoops. From the desk of Clark. I like this letterhead, Clark. Coach, is preparing for the rivalry game against UNLV different than any other game?
Well, I hope not. Obviously, there's a different feel to it just because it's a rival. But in preparation, if your preparation's different for that than somebody else, then you might win a rivalry game and then somebody else beats you and you're back to square one. So we're all about consistency of how we go about preparing game to game and week to week and trying to grow game to game and grow week to week. But obviously, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's a rival game, so that just increases the energy and increases the intensity, those type of things. But how you prepare as a player, I would hope your preparation isn't. And that's what our guys are learning. Our guys are learning that. I'm telling you, some of our guys, BYU, they drop this thing, these curtains, and they shoot players off of that, and that was impressive to our guys. And obviously this show, they have a great student group at San Diego State, and guys are focusing on that. That's not how you prepare. This isn't we're not doing some kind of reality show. What we're doing is we're trying to really focus and concentrate on what we have to do between the lines at say 94 and 50, and that's what matters. Regardless of atmosphere shouldn't have anything to do with how I go out there and work and think. Now, with that, this is a rival game. With that, we're coming off a loss. With that, UNLV's ahead of us in the standings. So there's a lot riding on this game, and I hope it's not just so much our preparation, but I just hope it's our guys' will to win gets cranked up to a whole nother level as they continue to learn and grow through this process.
Do you draw on your experiences as a player in rivalry games? And you had great rivalry with Purdue and really the whole of the Big Ten. I mean, great rivalries in that league at that time. Who else would it have been? Purdue? Ohio State for you guys?
You're naming rivalries. Yeah, I don't that way.
You didn't even care when you were playing?
No.
Were that locked in. It didn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, I know when we're playing Purdue, that's an in-state rival, just like this is an in-state rival. But I didn't get any more jacked up for Purdue than I did you know, we had a pretty good game against UNLV, and they're clear across the country from Indiana. So it never mattered to me. It was another game to get better. It was another game that somebody in a different uniform was trying to embarrass me. And I was not – I never wanted that to happen. Didn't say it didn't happen. It did happen occasionally, but – I prepared, I think, as hard and as disciplined as I could every game, trying, because every game's different. Purdue's going to come at you with maybe better guards and not good bigs, and here comes Ohio State that's got great bigs and not very good guards, or Ohio State's coming with zone and Purdue's coming with switching man. All that stuff's different. But what shouldn't be different is how I prepare. And your Coach Knight always said it, you know, It's not the will to win. It's the will to prepare to win. Everybody, if you talk to UNLV right now, they know they're wanting to come up here and win. You talk to our guys, you'll ask these two guys. Surely, to goodness, they're going to say we want to win. We want to win. The difference is in your will to prepare. The teams that have that niche of preparing usually come out on top more times than not. And as a player, I wanted to make sure my will to prepare was much greater than just my will to win.
And that tees up very nicely the next question from here in the audience. Which will be the toughest to defend, Rebels in the paint or Rebels shooting threes?
Yeah, I think it's a good question. And you might as well add another one, and that's when the ball's in the air. They're top 10 in the country, not, as I told the team, they're not top 10 in the Mountain West. They're top 10 in the country in offensive board play. They get over 11 offensive rebounds a game. So missed shots are going to be an issue. We got to do a good job of rebounding their missed shots. Now, we've done a very good job at defending the three-point line all year. I think that's been our strength. So we got to continue to do that. But my fear is defending the three-point line and then our guys not rebounding, because missed threes are usually longer rebounds. So we've got to rebound the ball as we contest threes. But I think in defending UNLV, you've got to defend the dribble drive. They are a very explosive downhill driving team. They draw fouls. We've got to do a good job of locking in, helping one another, and defending the dribble. If we can defend the dribble, that'll be a huge asset to us. If we can't, it could be a long night for us.
Fans, get up-to-the-minute headlines at NevadaSportsNet.com 24 hours a day. Another question from here in inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill for Coach Steve Alford. It seems that our Nevada's defense doesn't raise their arms enough, ? Thanks.
That's true at times. Yeah, at times I think that's very true. We talk about every time we close out, and a closeout is anytime I'm off the ball and I'm closing to the ball, we call it stick, and we want to have a stick hand up. And then Niz does a really good job with that. He's gotten in a very good habit of doing that. Some guys do it occasionally. Some guys not at all. Niz has been pretty consistent with doing that. But we've all got to do a better job of getting our hands up, because it's not just about contesting a shot. It's about trying to contest a pass. We need more deflections in our defense, because we're not turning people over, and this question relates to that a lot. We don't get enough deflections. So if you're defending a cutter and I'm defending the ball, if my hands are up, that can help you as a cutter, defending the cutter. And our guys they're trying to learn that, but I've got to get into the ball to help you. It's not about getting into the ball to help me. It's about helping my teammate, and we're still learning that.
You'd better be all over the guy with the ball to help me defending a guy on a cut.
That's very true. Good, very good point.
This question
you probably better sub quick.
Yeah, real quick. Yeah. Coach, question for Coach Alford from Twitter. In all the places you have coached, which rivalry have you enjoyed the most and why?
Yeah, that's a hard one. You know, Missouri State, we didn't really – I don't know if we had a rival. Missouri wouldn't play us, and then we got paired with them in the NIT and went up to Columbia and won. That was great, but I wouldn't call it a rivalry because we never got to play each other. You know, we had some great rival games with Creighton because Coach Altman was there when I was at Missouri State. When I went to Iowa, obviously Iowa State is a huge rival. So that was a great rivalry. Iowa State was a lot of fun, whether you were on the road or at home. Those were always great games. Then you go to New Mexico, and, you know, I think with BYU in the league, BYU was a rival. UNLV, I think, was a rival to New Mexico. UCLA and USC was a great rival. Now this will be my first go-around with seeing what the Nevada-UNLV rival is all about. But it's obviously – it's been something I think has been building over the years, and hopefully it will continue to build in basketball.
At Camelot Party Rentals, we make it great so you can celebrate with the best selection of rental equipment for weddings and special events. Camelot Party Rentals, proud sponsor of the Nevada Wolf Pack. One more question from here in the audience for Coach Steve Olford from Sandy. Can you share with us a little recruiting strategy that you're using to build for next year?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's really about long-term. It's really about development. As I've mentioned several times, I think Coach Neil and I spend an awful lot of time on development. I think that's always a key. What somebody looks like as a freshman versus what they look like as a sophomore, then junior, then senior, that's big to us. We put so much into it. Our staff puts so much into it in the development stage, whether that's knowledge of the game, watching film, whether that's understanding what your weaknesses are, now working your weaknesses. So many players figure out their strengths, and that's all they work on. And their weaknesses just continue to be weaknesses, and that's not development. Development is taking your weaknesses, first understanding that, and then building on that. So first and foremost, it's our guys that are here. All the guys that are returning next year, plus you're adding Dez and Warren, who are sitting out this year. So all the returning guys, making sure they're better at this time next year than what they are this year. And then thus far, we've added, you know, five freshmen to the group. We're going to be young next year. We're going to have, you know, majority of freshmen and sophomores with the obviously Jalen and Dez and Robbie really are the only upperclassmen that we have. So you're going to have a heavy loaded in on the end. So if we can get a transfer, you know, either a sit out or post grad, obviously I think that helps with next year's team because we are pretty young.
All right, Zane and KJ, you guys got to arm wrestle to see who gets to go first. They're coming up next. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Come on back to Bullies.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on and cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
You could watch the game at your house.
Could you get that?
Or you could watch the game at Bully's. Purchase one of our featured drinks during any pro or college football game, and you could score a trip for two to the Rose Bowl. Be it the last home football game in Oakland, fly to Washington to see San Francisco and Seattle face off, or win a trip to the Pac-12 College Championship. Bully's Sports Bar, your ultimate football headquarters.
Hey, Wolfpack fans, a good coach can be the difference between winning or losing. It's no different in the game of life. The Human Services Agency has more than 800 kids in need of a foster or adoptive family. Mentoring is another option. Take a child to a game, play at the park, or spend quality time enjoying a shared interest. Be the difference by providing a home or becoming a mentor today. Call the Human Services Agency at 775-337-4470 because nobody should be left out of the pack.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
As a proud supporter of the Wolfpack, Nevada State Bank knows a winning team is the result of hard work,
practice, and making the right plays. So who's on your financial team? Whether it's your first account, planning for retirement, buying a home, or expanding your business, Nevada State Bank is here when it counts. Because it matters who's on your team, and it matters who you bank with. Visit us at nsbank.com, a division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You could watch the game at your house.
Could you get that?
Or you could watch the game at Bully's. Purchase one of our featured drinks during any pro or college football game, and you could score a trip for two to the Rose Bowl. Be it the last home football game in Oakland, fly to Washington to see San Francisco and Seattle face off, or win a trip to the Pac-12 College Championship. Bully's Sports Bar, your ultimate football headquarters.
Welcome back inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus, Steve Alford, KJ Himes joining us right now. The Silver State Series presented by IBEW, Local 401, and Nevada Donor Network is a structured rivalry series. It matches the Wolfpack and UNLV in sports and academics. Follow points and standings throughout the year at NevadaWolfpack.com/Silver State Series. It is a Silver State Series matchup. On Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, the tip time from Lawler Event Center, 11-8. Nevada hosting 11-9, UNLV. Big rivalry showdown. KJ Himes with us right now, redshirt freshman. You're a pre-journalism major.
Yeah.
Is that accurate? I read that in the bio.
Yeah, I'm a journalism major.
So do you want to do this when you're done playing basketball?
Yeah, that's the goal.
Really?
That's what I want to do, yeah.
Okay, well, good. Well, we'll start taking notes. I mean, is he a good talker, coach?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not that hard.
Well, like you got a good face for radio.
Nothing off speed over the plate to this guy. We have a question from the audience for KJ. What made you decide on Nevada as to where you wanted to play basketball?
Yeah, you know, I just came here and I really enjoyed the community. I thought it was very tightly knit, and I saw like how the guys got along on the team, and they were all together, and it really attracted me, and I thought, you know, this is the place I wanted to be.
That's a good answer. We have another question from Twitter for, well, we'll ask this for Meeks too, but this comes from Twitter. What is your favorite dunk as a player, and what's the best dunk you've ever seen as a fan, your Lakers fan?
Yes. So the best dunk I've ever seen was probably when Kobe dunked on Dwight Howard. That was probably like the best one I've ever seen. And my favorite dunk was probably my senior year of high school. I got like a back screen to catch a lob, and I got an and one dunk on top of like three people. So it was pretty cool.
So we got to at some point have our favorite dunk in college.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right.
So.
Right.
So what we need, whether you're eating at Bully's or what, if you can pass on more food to KJ, I'd appreciate it.
Please, please.
The more weight this boy can gain, it's going to be favorable to him. We got two guys here, John, two really young guys that I think have tremendous potential. And what they're experiencing this year is just understanding, one, KJ didn't play last year, so he's getting thrown in now to – it's a whole different game. You know, travel's different. How you prepare for a game is different.
We should point out redshirt players don't travel.
No, it's a whole different – well, if you're eligible, you can travel. So redshirt – if you're eligible and redshirt, you can travel. Transfers cannot travel.
Got it.
So it's a whole different deal. And so no matter what you do in the summer, no matter how you develop that way, they're still different when all of a sudden you're banging bodies that are 22, 23 years of age and have experience to them. And I think both Zane and – KJ are learning that of just what it takes to play at a high level, both offensively and defensively. But we got two young guys here that have really big ceilings. Now, both of them have to get out of their way to some degree. KJ's got to have more belief in what he can do, and that's something we're trying to instill in him, because we have incredible confidence, and he's going to be a really good player. And he's got to believe that. And now understand how hard you got to work every day to really invest in that. Zane doesn't have to believe in himself, Lord. You can't believe in yourself any more than what Zane believes in himself. It's just he's got to get out of like Star Wars and get a little bit real on what you got to work on to get better. And we've talked to both of these guys, and I just think their potential and where they could go is incredible if they'll just stay to the grind and just keep doing what you got to do to get better. I think you're going to see great things, not just this year, but in the future out of both of these guys.
KJ, there have been times this year where you've had some really good stretches of play, and then there's times where you've kind of had to battle through adversity on the floor. What does it feel like when it's clicking, when you're doing the right things, when you're blocking shots, when you're getting your opportunities close to the rim, when it seems that you're really in the flow of the game and you're able to bring your will to bear on the competition? What are those moments like for you?
Honestly, those moments happen for me, like, I feel like when I stop thinking, you mm-hmm. know, like, I just start playing basketball. I'm having a ton of fun when that's going on, you know, and I just need to get to where I'm doing that all the time. You know, sometimes I sit there and overthink about things or whatever, but, you know, but I ultimately, like, when I'm having fun, that's the best part.
Well, and here's what, in my opinion, here's where he's at. He's getting 14 minutes a game, and he leads us in block shots. So if you can lead a team in block shots and you're only playing 14 minutes, that's a great stat. So I think you're going to see somebody, and Warren will help him again next year with this. You're going to have two, I think, premier shot blockers, and he's going to be one of those. I think he can really do that. Now what he's also leading us in is
fouls.
So you can't lead your team in fouls playing 14 minutes a game, and the reason why he's playing 14 minutes is because of fouls. So it's understanding that, and that's where he can grow, and that's what young players need to know is, here's my weakness, here's my strength. If I'm going to do my strength more, I got to correct my weakness, and I got to work on my weakness. And when that takes place, you're going to have somebody that goes from being a good player like KJ to a great player.
KJ Himes is with us on the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. We're live at Bully Sports Bar and Grill. KJ, your dad...
I don't know what you're going to ask him, but we got to get to it. Ask him about his brother.
I was going to ask him about his dad.
I can't ask him about his brother. Well, his dad's out of eligibility. Ask him about his brother.
What about your brother?
He's big time.
My brother's like that. He's like... he's a freshman this year. He's a 6'8 guard. And he can just get buckets. That's all he does.
Okay.
Get buckets. He's really good. Isaac's going to be a beast.
Shot creation, very important at elite levels of basketball,
mm-hmm.
as I understand it.
Very much so.
Okay. That's good.
I'm not allowed to talk about him, but
okay.
KJ can.
Yeah, Isaac's crazy. Isaac's about to be crazy good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, noted. But it's a basketball family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tell us about your dad.
So my dad played college basketball at Pepperdine. He was actually drafted and played preseason with the Indiana Pacers, but then got diagnosed with cancer, so it ended up cutting his career pretty short. So, you know, he's had, you know, his experience with basketball, so, like, having someone like him to be able to be my father and, you know, show me the way is really, really helpful, I feel like.
Is that a big part of why you play the game?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I wear the same number as he did, and so, you know, he's just very inspirational for me.
Your favorite player is Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
He's one of my favorite players. But I think the guy coming up next, Zane, is a LeBron guy. But you're a Laker fan, so you can't be like Kobe or LeBron. You have to be now Kobe and LeBron, right?
Yeah, Kobe and LeBron. I was never really a big LeBron guy before this. You know, I was definitely, because everybody made it, you know, Kobe versus LeBron.
LeBron, I know.
You know?
I know.
So, you know, he came over, and, you know, now I'm a LeBron guy, too.
Sure.
I'm a LeBron guy, too, for sure. But it's always Kobe, always.
What'd you like about Kobe?
Man, he's just, like, electrifying to watch. Like, the things he did were just crazy. Like, never seen anybody be able to do the things he could do.
What do you think about this UNLV game?
Like, I'm pumped. I'm excited. You know, this is my first, you know, in-state rivalry game, like, as a college basketball player. And I saw how the environment was last year. And, you know, I just can't wait to see it again. And I'm actually going to be on the floor this time. So it's going to make it even better.
He's KJ Himes. Give it up for KJ.
Good job, buddy.
It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Aloha Beach's Catalina Lime Mixer, 6% alcohol. Nevada Meat Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. Zane Meeks is next. Come on back.
There are those who say,
leave well enough alone.
If it isn't broken, don't fix it.
You don't mess with success.
While others have something quite different to say. The new Lexus RX. Now with enhanced dynamic handling and available 12.3-inch touchscreen, it's the best-selling luxury crossover of all time. Reinvented. See Dolan Lexus.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Cart Barn is your local one-stop shop for sales, service, and rentals. If you're looking for new or used golf carts, Cart Barn is the only authorized dealer for Club Car, Easy Go, and Cushman carts in Northern Nevada. Our mechanics have over 25 years experience and can service all makes and models. You can customize your cart with a variety of accessory upgrades. Call Cart Barn today at 775-852-0707. That's 775-852-0707.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on and cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Alongside the coach, Steve Alford, Zane Meeks is up here with us from the Wolfpack basketball team that hosts UNLV on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock at Lawler Event Center. Fans, if you crave more Wolfpack action, keep up on All Nevada Athletics with News 4's Wolfpack All Access presented by Champion Chevrolet. Highlights, coaches, perspective, and more. Wolfpack All Access airs every Sunday night on News 4 and again at 10 o'clock on Nevada Sportsnet. Zane Meeks, welcome.
Thank you.
We have received some late questions, late breaking news, late questions from the audience here at Bullies. Zane, who hits the longest drive on the golf course? Coach Alford, Coach Neal, or you?
You don't play golf.
I'm not a big golfer. I'm going to say myself because I don't really want him beating me in anything. But so, but if I had to give you a true answer, it's probably him. He talks.
Coach Neal hits it long.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, Coach Neal hits it long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coach Neal, long drive. Yeah.
Said longer, not straighter.
That's another segment. That's good. Zane, a question has come in very late again. As a high school player, you were from Prairie Village, Kansas, which is near Kansas City.
Yeah,
it's a suburb of Kansas City.
Right there, yep.
Go Chiefs. As a high school player, did you ever imagine you'd be playing out west?
No, I didn't. You know, growing up, I was a huge Jayhawk fan, and I don't know if a four from the for KU has shot a three in the last 10 years, so mm-hmm. I figured out pretty quickly that was not going to be me for a multitude of reasons, but no, I did not imagine out west.
It's okay. Wilt didn't shoot many threes there either.
No, he didn't, no.
But here you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the nice thing about Zane is his ability to shoot the basketball. You know, nobody's – you now – we got 18 games under our belt, 19 games under our belt, and he's – only behind Jazz in three-point percentage. So, you know, he's shooting the ball at a very high level now where he, just like with KJ, there's the positives and the negatives. That's what young players are, realizing that you just can't be that spot shooter. You know, he's got, of the nine guys we're playing, he's taken the least amount of free throws, and he's a very good foul shooter. So you got to figure out ways of getting there. So that's the next step with him offensively and just the area of execution. And then the confidence he has in shooting the basketball, that's got to relate then to the other end and build some confidence down there. And that's just, it's about learning and really working and diving into those things. And I think once Zane does that, you've got somebody that's 6'10 and can play out on the floor and shoot it with range. So as his game develops, again, like KJ, his ceiling is so high. And we're very excited about both of these guys of, again, not just what they're doing this year, but after having, when we're sitting here in, you know, April, here's what the body of work was. Now we got to get to work and create the weaknesses have to become strengths. And I think when they see that, it's going to, you're just going to see a lot of improvement year to year. And he's doing a really good job for us in his freshman year.
Now, Zane, coach has talked about your confidence and, you know, he's made light of it, but confidence is a critical component of any high level performer mm-hmm. in anything. Does that come from your parents who are both college basketball players?
I could not tell you where it comes from. I've always had it, you know, whether it was peewee football in third grade or now, you know, college basketball. I've just always had a confidence in basically everything I do, you know. Every shot I take, I think it's going in. I don't care if everything's going in, you know. Just I've always had it. I don't really know where it comes from.
Does it sound familiar?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now where we have to develop is because when I watch him guard,
yeah,
I always feel like when his man shoots it, it's always going in. And so that's the part we got to work on, that I want to have the same confidence I have watching him shoot it. I want to have the same confidence watching him guard it. That's where we got to build to.
Your guy's LeBron. I mean, he has had a very thorough dominance throughout the game of basketball, not just as an offensive player. I mean, do you look for him? Is that a guy that inspires you to be great in other areas besides shooting?
I think LeBron is like my favorite player just because I think he's on his way to being the GOAT. I mean, he obviously mm-hmm. thinks Michael Jordan's the GOAT, but he thinks he's on the way there. My like favorite NBA player to watch is Kevin Love. He plays a lot like me, and that's kind of the first person I ever really saw that was like, okay, you know, 6'10-ish, you know, white guy can really shoot it. That's kind of where I first saw myself, like, okay, like you can actually go do this. So Kevin Love's my guy.
It was the first time you've told me that. I'm glad I know that. Did you see Kevin Love play the other night?
No, I did not. I don't watch much NBA.
Took a charge.
Take a charge. Give it up for taking a charge.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
Zane, how do you feel about playing against UNLV?
I'm ready, man. I've heard there's quite the rivalry down here. I love big rivalry games. I love huge crowds, which he gets on me for. But I love big games. I love the pressure. I love everything about it. So it's going to be an awesome game.
He would prefer you're so locked in that you're not thinking about any of that, right?
Yeah. 94-50.
But you admit it juices you up a little bit extra?
It juices me up before the game, but once the game starts, it's like focus. You know, you don't have time to be looking at the stands. You know,
sure.
You can't not be focused.
So be honest. Mm-hmm. Your first shot at San Diego State, you called bank?
No. Oh, that thing slipped out of my hand. I shot it, and I was thinking, I was like, I was hoping, I was like, I hope this hits the rim before it hits the backboard. That's what I was thinking. I didn't want to hit the backboard first, but it went in, so, you know.
I mean, I didn't say he didn't call it, but I did say the bank was open.
Hey, unwavering confidence.
That's right.
Unwavering confidence. Yeah. It's always going in.
Yeah, and if you see him on film, he's like, he knew that.
Uh-huh.
Yep. He's got to sell it.
Yeah, yeah. He's going in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you have a? I mean, is that your move? Do you only have one move after you hit the three? You go arm up with a three, or
we kind of thing last year from Brewster. We just do treyway, which I don't really know where it came from, but that's just what it is. That's what I've always done.
What did you do? Did you have a thing?
Oh, here, let me tell you something. Every time I make it three, I do some sort of celebration. When I get back to the hell, the first thing I get is act like you've made one before. It's the same thing every time.
All of his gyrations tell me, oh, that's your first one. The guy gets in the end zone and
Jerry Rice used to hand the ball to the official.
Absolutely. Yep. And who got in the end zone more than Jerry Rice? Yeah. Not very many. Just act like you've been there. I don't need a touchdown and see 15 minutes of I don't need a three where I'm all this stuff.
You know, do you think it would have been different, though, if you had played in an era when, like, any of the 10,000 people would have had their phones going, plus there's a quick shot and a sizzle reel for SportsCenter, right? Like, Zane, you know you're a media product also, in addition to being a student.
Absolutely.
Athlete, right?
You just told Zane he's a media product.
It's just the truth. What are we doing right here? Wow. What are we doing right here?
Wow.
I'm sorry. Was this counterproductive?
Yeah. Okay. The same guy that told me his hair curled when we were at San Diego because of humidity.
No. I said it. I said the humidity breaks up the curls, man.
Humidity in San Diego?
Yes. Because Reno's great.
I lived in Southern California.
Yeah. Reno is great for curly hair because there's not much humidity, so the curls stick.
He thinks Southern California because of humidity.
That's interesting.
Oh, no.
Wow. Even in Kansas? You don't have any humidity in Kansas?
Oh, no, there is. You get the full afro going back home. Okay. Yeah, I go home, it's afros up, get off the plane.
Coach, Zane, how did we wait so long on Zane? We should have had him on earlier.
Oh, we've waited.
That's why I told him. I told him, put me on the radio show. He was like, no.
We waited for a reason.
Okay.
We waited for a reason. He's going to be good. We're going to get him out of his own way. And I'm telling you, he's going to be good.
When you watch yourself objectively on film, what do you see? What do you see as far as where you want to improve?
I tell myself all the time, like, I need to dunk the ball more. I need to play better defense. Those are the two things.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's simple. It's easy, and he's correct. But it takes time, and it takes work. And I just want these young guys to understand how hard it is. It's not just something that happens. You have to really put in the time and the effort and the work to make that happen. And that's every game. That's every practice. And then you'll start seeing it. But that's a hard trait to learn. It's not something that's just given. You got to learn that.
Hey, Nevada fans, make sure to check out Shields for all your Wolfpack gear. Shields right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. Zane Meeks.
Has he got a quick shout-out for the Chiefs? He's a big Chiefs fan.
Oh, do it. Yeah. Do it.
Super Bowl 54 champions, Kansas City Chiefs. I realize we have some San Francisco fans out here. I really apologize for that. Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl.
Zane Meeks, everybody. Give it up. We'll take a break. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Coming back to Bullies after this.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code. Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Hey, Wolfpack fans, a good coach can be the difference between winning or losing. It's no different in the game of life. The Human Services Agency has more than 800 kids in need of a foster or adoptive family. Mentoring is another option. Take a child to a game, play at the park, or spend quality time enjoying a shared interest. Be the difference by providing a home or becoming a mentor today. Call the Human Services Agency at 775-337-4470 because nobody should be left out of the pack.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the DirectorsCup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on. And cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
You could watch the game at your house.
Could you get that?
Or you could watch the game at Bully's. Purchase one of our featured drinks during any pro or college football game, and you could score a trip for two to the Rose Bowl. Be it the last home football game in Oakland, fly to Washington to see San Francisco and Seattle face off, or win a trip to the Pac-12 College Championship. Bully's Sports Bar, your ultimate football headquarters.
Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus from Bully Sports Bar and Grill. Spencer Wilson, John Ramey, Steve Alford with you. Shelter Insurance. Ask an agent about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com.
Coach, rivalry game on Wednesday. Got to pack the gym, get the fans out there.
This is big, and you know, I've been very impressed with our fans and a lot of not just the numbers that are coming out, but their knowledge of the game. And That's impressive to a coach, that you know when you got to ramp it up. And we got to ramp it up from tip, and we got to keep it ramped up. So it's got to be a sellout. It's got to be – this is coaches versus cancer week, so coaches will be in suits and sneakers this week trying to raise awareness and funds for cancer, which is obviously a great cause. And we got two big games, you know, both UNLV and New Mexico. New Mexico's tied with us right now, and UNLV – there's two games ahead of us in the league. So, and they got San Diego State in the weekend. So, big, big week for us, and pivotal getting us to the midpoint. We got a chance to get to 6-3 in the midpoint. That would be huge.
Another big, also a big week, as you were talking about, throughout the Mountain West. As you just mentioned, UNLV and San Diego State have a game, but this could be a week that really decides, kind of separates the top of the conference from the bottom.
Yeah, we talk about it as coaches all the time. There's usually three tiers to a league, and not sure our league will be tiered that way at the break. But it could be at the halfway point, you could get that to where potentially San Diego State could have a three-game lead on everybody, and very seldom do you get a tiering where there's just one team in the top tier. But it could end up doing that. And so I think that's why this is important to get to the midpoint. If we can fight our way to 6-3, that would be a tremendous accomplishment for this team.
Now, I know you would never ask your players to look ahead, but do you think about the rematch with New Mexico at all?
No, it's not a rematch. I coached there for 6 years, so it's not a rematch to me. I love that place, so it's not a rematch. It's just that'll be the next game on our schedule past UNLV. So we got to prepare now for UNLV, and we'll wait till Wednesday night, late Wednesday night, before we turn to the Lobos.
All right, thanks to our great crew, Martin, Anthony, Brian, Spencer, Sean. It's Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Thanks for being with us here at Bully's. We'll see you Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Join Len Stevens and me at 7:30 for the Bud Light Tip-Off Show. So long, everybody.
This has been the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Also brought to you by Bully Sports Bar and Grill, and by Camelot Party Rentals. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Wolfpack Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.